Hi, I am Harriana Hook, and welcome to the memoir of a descendant stan. Today's descendant's quote of the day is, "That was a long time ago, and as I always say, don't focus on the past or you'll miss the future." So that quote was a little bit hard to tell about what we're going to talk about, because usually every quote we talk about is related to today's discussion. So today's discussion is going to be about nostalgia and how it affects things we like nowadays. But before I get into today's discussion, I do want to tell you guys about what a bit of I've been doing today. So I've mentioned that I am a big fan of the Descendants book series, the Isle of the Lost books. I recently bought a few of the Descendants School of Secrets books, which are books that are based within the Descendants Wicked World series, and I don't really have too good of reviews for Wicked World because it was just a lot not right about it. I think the main reason I disliked it is because I thought the animation was just really ugly. I'm not a fan of CGI 3D animation. I'm more of a 2D handwritten person. That's why it just wasn't really my cup of tea, and I thought a lot of the plots were very lackluster. But there was a book series based off of those books, so I decided to get two of the books. I got CJ Hook's book, and I also got Freddie Facilier's book, and I started reading CJ Hook's book today. And I'll tell you that this book series is written by a different person than who wrote the Isle of the Lost book series that are in tune with the movies. Now, I will say that the Isle of the Lost books are a lot more mature than the Descendants School of Secrets books. The Descendants School of Secrets books are the books that are tied with Wicked World, by the way. I forgot to mention that earlier. But they are still a pretty good fun read. Very cute. Very good writing. Very interesting. I like how with the books, we get a little bit more personality with these characters, especially Audrey. I know that there's a fan thing where a lot of the fans ship Freddie and CJ together, and I did find out from this book that they are best friends, and I understand it. I get why y'all would like them to be together. Like, CJ would literally fight somebody over Freddie, okay? That's her girl. That is her true friend. Like, she will literally hurt you if you do something wrong to Freddie. That's the reason why I prefer the books a little bit better than the movies, because the books focus a lot more on other characters other than Mal. That's the main reason why I'm just not too big on the movies anymore, but towards the books. But yes, if you guys do get the chance to read the Descendants book series, I know they're a bit difficult to find because my local library does not have them, so I had to purchase all of them myself. Please read them. Like, if you can find the transcript online or whatnot, or you're able to rent it, or even just get like a free audiobook with Audible. This sounds like it's sponsored, but it's not. But I know a lot of book services do offer free trials. So if you do get a chance to read the Descendants books, I really recommend you do read them. Anyway, let's move on to today's discussion. Now, we are going to be talking about nostalgia, and it's some word that a lot of people like to say called your nostalgia glasses. I'm going to tell you guys exactly what nostalgia glasses mean, because a lot of people don't seem to know what that means. Nostalgia glasses, slang, a nostalgic perspective which obscures the reality of something. Now, basically, I know a lot of people still might not know what that means, but that's just saying if your childhood or your past affects how you view something in the future, because I have noticed that nostalgia does play a big factor into what people perceive as good as in and what is perceived as bad. Because I know when it comes to children's television, nostalgia is a big key factor, because I will be the first person to tell you that a lot of things from my childhood were not good. There are a lot of things from my childhood that I don't like now that didn't hold up to today. But I'm that kind of person that I'm able to see everything for itself and not just for nostalgia, because it's just one. I'm going to mention like a more broad example later, but this is just one specific one where we have all grown up in Rugrats. Now, I never liked Rugrats. I didn't like it as a kid. I didn't really care for All Grown Up because it was a Rugrats spinoff. But I recently been binge watching All Grown Up on Amazon Prime. If you do have it, go watch it. It's great. I think All Grown Up is better now than it was when I was younger because I can finally understand what everyone was going through. Because All Grown Up came out when I was probably about 5, 6 years old. I was little. I couldn't understand what was going on with these characters. But I got older, I lived through my middle school experience, and I go back and watch it, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can relate to so much of this. This is hitting a little too close to home. But yes, I do recommend watching All Grown Up. It's good. It's not perfect. Like, of course, it has its issues and whatnot. But I do recommend you guys go back and look at All Grown Up. Now, it's a lot of things from our childhood that are just not all that great. Like, a lot of these Disney Channel original movies were very repetitive. A lot of them had the same storylines, the same bland characters, but we liked them because we had them when we were kids and they made us happy and whatnot. But I am a firm believer that if a lot of these films came out now, a lot of these shows and whatnot came out now, they will be getting the negative reviews ever. Like, I know for a fact people would hate Field of the Future if it came out now. I'd hated Field of the Future when I was little. So you will, that's one show that y'all will never get me watching again, okay? And I didn't like Austin and Ally when I was younger either, but I just watch it now because it is such a terrible show that I get a good laugh out of watching it go, okay? Like, y'all, if y'all need a good laugh, just type in the Austin and Ally hashtag on TikTok and you will be laughing so hard. Like, it kept me up till 4 a.m. one day because I was just giggling so bad about it. Now, the main thing that I've noticed where I think, because a lot of people don't like the Descendants films and whatnot, but the Descendants movies aren't really any different than past DCOM films. They have the similar plot structure, same similar characters and whatnot. They're not that different, but so many people hate them and dislike them. But I just feel like it's because it came out now, and if it came out years ago, when we were younger, people would probably be all over it and slobbing all this knob like they do High School Musical. And I'd be the first person to tell you the High School Musical is not perfect. Yes, I love High School Musical. I'm a huge fan of High School Musical too. But High School Musical is not great. It's honestly really, really dumb now that I think about it. It's stupid. But a lot of these things that we like from our childhood are stupid. But the reason we like them so much is because they made us so happy and they brought us back to a time period where everything was just good. Now, I do really feel like nostalgia comes to play with Victorious. Now, as we all know, Victorious is a Nickelodeon show that came out when I'd say early 2010s. That's when Victorious was its era. Now, I used to get picked on a lot for watching Victorious. Mainly because in middle school you are still supposed to be watching Nickelodeon and Disney Channel, which I thought was dumb because we were still children, okay? But it was uncool to be watching Victorious at that time period. Now it's like a hot topic. Victorious is like, it's a freaking meme. It's a trending topic. Everybody just talks about how much they like Victorious now and how great it is and whatnot. Now, I'll be the first person to tell you, Victorious, it was a more mature show when it comes to Nickelodeon. Like, one thing I'll give Nickelodeon over Disney Channel is that they did a lot better with more mature content than Disney did. But Victorious, I noticed that the show honestly gets better praise now than it did back then when it came out. And I do feel like it's because it's nostalgia. Because Victorious is pretty different than a lot of current Nick shows that come out now. But a lot of people didn't want to acknowledge it. And I feel as if, like, Victorious, I like to say, has a bit of this cult classic to it, where when it came out, nobody liked it and nobody cared for it. But now, years later, everyone loves it. It blew up over the internet. Like, it has this cult classicness to it. Like, Victorious was crazy. Like, the characters were wacky, the scenarios they got into it, the songs were amazing. Like, it was it was quality television the first two seasons now, not the whole show, because the last two seasons were so trash. Oh well, don't get me started. I'll even say for myself that I think Descendants will be a cult classic in the near future. Because as of right now, a lot of people don't like it. A lot of people think it's pretty cheesy and whatnot. I'll say give it till like the mid 2020s. It's going to be a cult classic, okay? There is so much stuff that has come out years ago that is so much more popular now than it was then. And I say Victorious is one of those things. And I'm just a strong, firm believer that Descendants will get its cult following that it deserves. And I'm just gonna let y'all know that I'm right here. I predicted it, okay? But that's funny. I never in my life thought Victorious was going to get a cult following, okay? That is just so bizarre. I'm telling you, like, the world is strange. And also, True Jackson VP is starting to get that cult following too. I blame TikTok because of that. Things having a cult following are honestly very important because that's still money that the people can be making off. If they can make money off of just showing reruns and whatnot of old stuff instead of having to make new things, they love that. They eat it up. Like, if they can make something a cult classic, they're going to do it. I will repeat the Descendants quote of the day. That was a long time ago. As I always said, don't focus on the past or you'll miss the future. Now, we can't dwell on the past, especially when it comes to our common interests, because you can't affect how people are going to see things. But people's perspectives do change over the years, and that just so happened to happen with Victorious. People hated it then, but they like it now. I find it very funny. Also, The Amazing World of Gumball has a cult following because I remember when that show used to run new episodes when I was in middle school, nobody liked it. Nobody cared for it. But now it's a classic and everybody likes it. Like, I literally don't know one person nowadays that doesn't like The Amazing World of Gumball. And the reason I brought it up is because it literally just came on my TV. I've been watching Cartoon Network all day today. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. I love The Amazing World of Gumball. This is one show that I do think is a cult classic, and it's more popular now that it has ended because apparently The Amazing World of Gumball ended this like in 2019, but the creators said that it's still a possibility gonna make new episodes, so it's still currently airing. But this show is up there with SpongeBob and The Simpsons when it comes to classic cartoons. But anyway, I am done talking about what I was gonna say for this episode. I went a little over time than I expected, but you know what? That's okay. That works. Thank you guys for listening to the memoir of a Descendant Stan, and I will see you on the next one.